Marks and Reese, we're back. And by the way, enough of you soccer fans. Leave me alone. Kevin Kincaid publicly shaming me for hanging up on Inge. It's not about soccer. It's about a stupid comment first. And then, I want to give a shout out to all the... I thought he was going to say the young players of the Eagles. And he says, man, you, or whatever he said after that. You can be a soccer fan all you want. Shout out to Union. And then I'll be like, all right. I don't care about your European soccer. All right, especially when that's not the show.
Did you make somebody mad again?
Well, Kevin Kincaid from Crossing Broadside ripping me on social media. And then I look DMs from all the soccer mob. You can like your sport all you want. Leave me alone. All right?
Yeah, no one cares about soccer.
He made a stupid comment, and then he followed it up. He's wasting my time. And he's had some bad calls recently, Inge. Mm-hmm. And I voted him the number two caller on the Marks and Reese show on my list.
You did.
And he's let me down.
Only your list.
Yeah, not anybody else's list. And the fact that anybody's defending Inge now, I think, makes him feel dirty.
Yes.
Well, especially because I'm pretty sure Kincaid labeled him as the worst caller in WIP.
He hates Inge, yes. Yeah. As many other people do. But that's why I like Inge, is because people do have strong opinions on him. But like, he's coming up small. It's an unwatchable game last night. The shout out to Young Boys, Manchester United. Man, I don't give a damn about your soccer team. Whatever you're rooting for, whatever you like, Inge, be quiet. Wow. All right, by the way, Ike.
Yes.
We found out today, and it's been and I know that the WIP. I don't know if we've written about it or they retweeted a tweet. We officially have a new boss here.
Huh?
At 94 WIP.
We do.
The Spike Guest can deliver.
So when we found out last night that they had hired somebody, and then today it became a real thing. Rod Lakin is the new program director or brand manager.
Brand manager. I like that.
Yes, it sounds spiffier.
Yes, yeah.
94 WIP. He will start in a few weeks.
Rod Lakin?
Yes.
Now on Twitter he goes by Rodney.
Rodney?
Yeah.
That's his Twitter handle, yes.
Yeah, Rod or Rodney.
Yeah, the first thing I did last night was I Googled him to get some information.
Yeah.
He's coming from Phoenix.
Okay.
He's been at a sports radio station down there. I do
Suns
have a...
Suns in four.
Yes.
I just finished that up. What was that like? NBA Finals.
You know what it's like? They had a huge boom because that's the station he comes from has the play-by-play of the Suns. So they had like record-breaking numbers.
Ah, look at him.
Yeah.
Using the Suns to propel himself to the big times.
Ah, sounds like someone I know.
But it became like it actually hit me where, because Spike has still been around because, you know, in the interim of not having a full time program director, Spike was still involved and stuff.
Yes.
It's over now. That's what hit me today was like, well, damn, Spike's now gone.
That's kind of how I felt too. Like, I guess this really means he's gone.
It means he's gone.
And I kind of thought, hey, we're announcing Spike.
Yeah, I mean, so Rod is, I'm excited to meet him. We're going to meet him virtually before he comes here in a couple weeks. But, you know, excited.
Yes.
Yeah, you real believe it. Real believable there.
I have something clever to say here, but, you know, I don't have anything clever to say. I'll just say this, Rod. We'll probably be nothing in person like we will be on those Zoom calls. We'll be cordial, we'll be pleasant, we'll be excited to meet you, and we'll tell you we can't wait to see you and all those things. And then you'll get here and realize you're dealing with a damn zoo. Like, so just be prepared for that. Just be prepared for that.
It is a very good point. Now,
we as on-air people aren't necessarily like, we're a little different now.
More than a little bit different. This segment, by the way, brought to you by iParkIt. But last week was the first real moment where it hit me where Spike was gone. Jack, do you remember what happened last week to where I was like, wow, like he really is out of here?
Don't.
He unfollowed Elliot on Twitter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He legitimately unfollowed him on Twitter, and Elliot knew it somehow, and he was complaining. Like, you don't follow me. Wonder if he unfollowed me. Man, that'd be pretty.
Man.
Spike's like an athlete.
Yeah, that's really severing ties.
Seriously,
like, yeah.
We all know what it means when you unfollow the people.
You're done.
Does he still follow WIP on Twitter?
Ooh.
I think he does, yes.
I hope so.
Yes. Well, the parent company he still works for.
Yeah.
So, yes.
But he's pulling a LeBron, a Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
He knows he's leaving. He says, I'm not putting up with these Elliott tweets anymore. Unfollow.
Yeah. He's a Giants fan now.
Yeah, I know who he didn't unfollow.
You?
Exactly.
Well, I hope he didn't unfollow me. I'm almost afraid to type it in.
No, you got to type it in. I'm sorry. We need to know if he unfollowed
but
you or not.
I'm also not an annoying Twitter follow like Elliot
right.
is.
Oh, is that
Elliot's
annoying?
Oh, he's really. All right, we follow each other, yes.
Okay, everything's
yes.
still cool.
Wow, good to see. Maybe Spike actually did the silent block, or you block him,
no,
unblock
mute,
him.
The mute.
No, but
no,
you don't,
the,
but what
no.
You
the,
do.
So yeah, so you block somebody and unblock them, and it makes you stop following them, and them stop following you. It's called the soft block, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Hold up.
Someone recently has done it to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone has recently done it.
Hold on. Explain this to me again.
If you block someone, it causes both you to unfollow them and them to unfollow you. But if you and then you unblock them, and it makes it look like it was just a mistake of the unfollow.
Ah.
Yeah.
But they can't follow you anymore.
So they can. So for example, somebody that
they won't know that you
unfollow them.
I
yeah.
got you. Yeah.
Right, and I don't know unless you would look. I don't know how you would know right. anyway. But like so recently there was somebody that we thought was going to work here that started following me, ended up not working here.
Right.
So gave me the follow. I gave the follow back, and then it came up on the feed like, "Hey, follow this person." So I'm like, "I am following that person." And I went.
Oh, that's how you realize.
I went, and I'm like, hold on. I'm not following her, and she's not following me. So she did it.
Oh, is it she?
Yes, she did it. Without a doubt. No, and it's the first time it ever happened to me. Like, hold on. I was following her. She was following me. Now we're not following each other. You did the friggin' soft block.
Hell.
I mean, I don't care. She doesn't work here. I don't know. I mean, I just don't put
that
much.
Funny to me, though.
I don't put that much thought into it, right?
Right.
I just mute people if they're annoying. I don't do the.
Maybe somebody has soft blocked me and I don't even realize it. Maybe that's happened with me. I don't even know.
Marks and Reese text line coming up in a second. Yeah, like, come on. Give me a break.
Okay.
Just unfollow me. I don't care.
I'm about to get out here and start soft blocking everybody.
Yes.
I mean, after your unfollow spree caused a scene.
Yeah, that did. And that was an accident. Johnny Clark, Johnny Airport.
Oh, he, John Clark unfollowed me before.
Oh, did he apologize?
No, I just was. I brought it up.
I had to apologize for mistakenly unfollowing him.
No, and he did the same thing with me. Where
he jumped down my throat. I'm like, dude, I didn't realize it. My bad.
No, I brought it up on the air. I'm like, man, John Clark unfollowed me. And he was like, no, it was an accident.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He slipped on a banana peel, and when he was coming to the ground, his thumb hit the unfollow button on my Twitter page. He just happened to be on the Twitter page. I'm just kidding with you, John.
I think he gave you the soft block.
No, he didn't, because I was still following him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, and this is years ago. I'm
glad you guys have gotten over it.
Yes, we're fine. Yeah, we're fine. All right, let's go back to the phones. Our buddy Julie in Roanoke, Virginia, who always listens to us via the Odyssey app. Julie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing amazing. How are you two doing?
I'm amazing,
hey,
too.
Hey, Julie.
Hey. So I am so excited about the game on Sunday. I have to say I went in with an open mind, right?
Yep.
And then I was like, all these penalties. And I'm like, what's going on? And then, man, that second half, oh, my gosh. It was amazing. And you know what it was like going into the season. I was like, we'll be okay. We'll probably be 9-8. Now I'm like, we're 9-8. We're 9-8. It's not even better. Now here's the thing. I was thinking of it. So Sunday is going to be tough. Obviously that's really going to be a test, but are there two or three 49ers that are down right now?
One starting corner is out. The other one
is banged up.
Yeah. It's banged up. You lost one starting running back. Who else are we talking about here? No, they're banged up. For being week two, they're banged up. Yep.
Is George Kittle
so
there?
So we have a chance.
Yeah.
Right? So
yes.
We're going into home. We have the home field advantage. You know the link is going to be fired up going in there. We may be going into week three 2-0. And then check this out. I'm sure you know the Cowboys are playing the Chargers. That's going to be a tough game. They're already, I looked at the line. They're 3-point underdogs, so, I mean, I don't like to put the cart before the horse, but I'm telling you, I'm more excited right now than I was all of last season combined. There was, like, what, one or two games that I got really excited over, but now I'm like, I'm excited. I don't have us going all the way, obviously, because I am a realist, but
that's good.
I'm so excited, right?
It
was a great first week, Julie, without a doubt.
9-8 would be
amazing.
A very good season this year.
It's going to be a very good season, and I have not felt this way in a long time. A long time. Last year was so bad. On my Facebook memory, yesterday was the memory of the first game last year.
Oh, yeah, that was not good. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
It was so horrible that I blocked it out of my memory how bad it was until I saw that post.
Doug thinking it's the vertical offense, the best of all time.
Yeah, and coming out. 17-0?
It was so bad.
Yeah, it was so bad. Julie, thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, we teased the contract restructure. It's Fletcher Cox. Mm-hmm. They restructured the contract by giving him a signing bonus now, and I guess they add the dummy years on the end of the contract. Really what it means is they gain $11.14 million in cap space for this season, which means they have a total of approximately $20 million under the cap. It's the third most. They go from being, oh my God, they have no money, now they're $20 million under the cap this year.
Yeah.
So is this just to give a little wiggle room in case they want to extend Dallas Goedert?
Yes. I mean, I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just paid a lot of money to Jordan Mailata. And by the way, listen, I think we're all Jordan Mailata fans and we're rooting for him. I may have waited to after the season to do that deal with Jordan Mailata. He started 10 games in his career, and you don't know if that's the guy that's going to be your left tackle for the next 5-6 years, right?
So I if he's not, that's a problem.
That's what I'm saying. Well, now he is for sure. Now he is for sure. But he only had 10 starts under his belt prior to them giving him all of that money. But I would imagine, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, these are some of the guys that are potential extension-worthy guys. Like, Miles will be available. I mean, he'll be eligible for an extension after this season because he'll have 3 years under his belt. We know Dallas Goedert is there. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep Zach Ertz? Now, he's not going to get the tight end money he was looking for, but would he settle for any type of new deal that gives him some new money?
He's getting a hell of a lot less money. I mean, it might be a good value.
Yeah.
Depends on like Tyree
that's
Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. Here's my thing. If Dallas Goedert and his people are adamant about getting the next big contract, right, like the kid in Baltimore just set the new bar.
Mark Andrews.
So now Dallas Goedert is saying, I'm next up.
I want
up.
More. Yeah.
Yeah, or at least that. At least something that's comparable. And if the Eagles are saying, there's no way I'm doing that, then you get a deal done with Zach Ertz that doesn't cost you nearly as much. Now, Zach may have been looking a year ago to get $25, $30 million guaranteed. You think Zach's turning down $15 million guaranteed?
Or 10?
Yeah, exactly. Over the next 3 years?
It's a good point.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, if it's Ertz and Tyreek Jackson.
Yeah, I mean. They have some options.
Is that money, is that better spent than giving a Dallas Goedert $30 million plus guarantee? I mean, the Eagles will probably tell you, we can be as productive.
Yep. Yeah. We can be productive with this as much. Yeah, I mean, if Goedert has a great season this year, it's going to be tough not to pay him.
Right.
But
and at worst, you could put the franchise tag on him.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And you can roll this money over as well. So if you don't have a contract, it just rolls over to next year. So you're good. We're getting to the text line in 1 second, but give me 60 seconds to tell you to bet on more than just the final score during the pro football season with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to combine your same game win, total, and prop picks. And if you're new to BetMGM, sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Use bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, and you can place One Game Parlay bets on football, basketball, soccer, and more. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and turn game time into showtime. Let's go to the text line.
Text line.
Well. I look down on my second week matchup in the Marks and Reese League, and who do I see? Sparty. I don't know whether to try to bolster my roster or just start spooning with my pet. Undefeated donkeys versus undefeated dogs. Tom from Abington.
Hmm.
Ah, Tom from Abington this week, huh?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't looked at the matchup yet.
I haven't either. But you lost in the Marks and Reese League?
I lost last week.
So yeah. you had one loss.
Mm-hmm. Did you say undefeated? Yeah, I'm not undefeated.
No.
Yeah, I lost last week.
No, not at all. So Josh won, Justin Jack won, I won, Lights Kamara Action, that's Lisa, Tom, and then the Wolfpack. Chuck went down.
Now who's the Wolfpack?
I don't know.
That's Josh and Hamilton.
Gotcha.
He was the one that had the daughter that did the Cowboys suck thing.
Okay.
The joke.
And Wanda had 78 points.
Wanda had 78. Al in North Carolina lost. Ertz and Hertz so good. Is that Mike?
Oh, okay.
That sounds like
Mike and Manny, I believe. Yoshi also lost. So, but the Wolfpack gets a win with only 101 points. So they were fortunate to be playing Wanda.
Man. I scored 170 points and lost. I actually did score 171 and lost.
Yeah.
179 to 171.
Oh man, tough loss. What's next?
Can I go to the bathroom now? John's bladder.
We made it.
We did make it.
We made it.
It didn't feel like we were pulling teeth.
It wasn't bad. No. 2 hours and 20 minutes of nearly uninterrupted conversation, Ike. We'll do it again tomorrow between 3 and 5:20.
All righty.
Limited interruption. Good time to get in at 215-592-9494. What's next, John?
Is Norm MacDonald on the SNL Mount Rushmore? Greg and Voorhees.
No.
Yeah, I guess you would have to ask someone who's big SNL fan. I mean, for me, if you just want me to give you my four favorite SNL characters, that would be Chris Farley, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, there's just so many good.
I gotta go with Will Ferrell. He's one of my favorite ones. And then, damn, who else would I go with?
Ooh, Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, I guess.
I was always such a big Phil Hartman fan.
Phil Hartman, yes. That was an 80s SNL, yes.
He was so good.
Yes, yes.
And he's, of course, he's in a great movie with Sinbad, House Guest, which is I'm a big fan of.
You know, Keenan is pretty good on SNL. He does a lot of good characters.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't watched it probably since Chris Farley was on it back in the 90s. I have very little interest. Jack, are you an SNL guy?
I grew up right past the heyday. Like, I was just after the Sandler, Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those guys.
Chris Rock. All
I watched the old ones. Like, I watched the old Will Ferrell ones. They were
funny. Are the best ones.
But other than that, no. Yeah. I didn't watch, like, any of the new ones.
But Norm MacDonald, as far as the week, because he was the Weekend Update. That's what I know him most for on SNL, the Weekend Update. And he was doing, like, O.J. Simpson era of that. So he
and
was
they told him to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He kept doing it.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites at the news desk.
David Spade is another one.
Yeah.
He was tandem with Chris Farley.
Yeah, there's so many
good. The 80s and the 90s were the best times for SNL for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many good ones. All right, what's next, Jack?
Sorry, just got off the toilet. But yeah, BG knows me. He pointed at me. Herb in Northeast Philly.
That's a good Herb.
We agree that he was in the bathroom?
Yes. Yes. I didn't dawn on me until you said it.
You never know where he is.
Yeah, but once you said it, it made sense that I did hear the little echo.
Like he's in a small room.
And I've been on the phone with people in the bathroom. My brother has this, I don't know why the hell he wants to call me while he's in the bathroom.
When he's on the throne?
Yeah, it's like, dude, is this the only time you think about talking to me or something?
Yeah, what's the analysis of that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like it's the only time he has time to sit down and actually have a conversation. I'm like, seriously, dude, don't call me while you're in the bathroom.
Wait till you're done and call your brother.
Yeah, just call me when you come out of the bathroom. FaceTime me when you're brushing your teeth and washing your face, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Really, FaceTime me when he's brushing his teeth?
Bro, I wanted to catch you early, man, before you left. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's unusual.
Yeah. Called me with 21 problems. Yeah. Don't call me that early in the damn morning.
What's next?
No, I do not know Herb. BG, driving home from the NovaCare.
Well, it's just like he thinks that everybody knows him.
Because they acknowledge him.
Right.
Only people who really know him is me and you.
Yeah.
That's why he thinks he's best friends with Boa.
Right. Because Boa probably waved
at him. Yeah, he's like, I know.
Hey. So a couple weeks ago, he was dropping names. He said, yeah, ask Larry Anderson. Yep, he knows me.
Well, he knew his bullpen catcher. So, yeah.
But that doesn't mean the bullpen catcher knew him.
Right.
It just meant the bullpen. He knows the bullpen catcher, yes. Which I'm sure he did. I actually had someone message me and say that Herb knows everybody involved in baseball because he was an umpire for so long. So he knows in the Philly area, everybody knows Herb if you played in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yes.
So he is big around town.
Wouldn't he be great to up a game? He's got home plate.
He's talking to the catcher the whole time.
Yep.
No doubt he's talking to the catcher the whole time.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you better protect me. Like, he's just doing the, yeah. It was the worst umpires.
Any more, Jack?
How did Herb get access to our game plan?
We got playmakers, and the coach is using the playmakers. Setting up the game plan. We got San Francisco this week. They like to throw the ball. They like to run the ball.
Kyle in San Francisco.
Pets line.
That might have been the best line of the day right there.
They like to throw
the ball, and they like to run the ball.
They do.
He found the team. He found a team that likes to do that.
Oh, Herb. Herb had a wild 24 hours on the Mark Henry show.
Oh, yeah, he...
yelling and screaming at Howard. Howard's trying to get him tossed out of the place.
Literally stayed all day.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yes.
Black Gritty said he's going to come down next Monday.
Are him and Herb together?
Oh, my God, that's gold. All we need is Chuck and Inge. We get Inge down there. That will really
Inge, Inge might be
might
out.
Have made Inge mad today.
Good. He'll be back.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yeah, he'll be back. I've met Inge before on a couple of occasions. Yep. All right. We have time for one more phone call. Our buddy Eleanor in Westchester, or excuse me, in West Philly. Eleanor.
Hi.
Hey,
Eleanor.
It's been a long time. Let me tell you the last time I called.
Yeah.
It was when you were getting your first fantasy program together. That's not last year. That's year before last, right?
Yep.
And I didn't call to be a female on the show or anything like that. I called to be your cheerleader.
I remember.
And I was giving you my famous Go Nads Go cheer, and John almost dropped me.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was a little too hot for you.
Oh,
yeah,
well, believe me,
I
know the sultry voice is coming on when I go to Ellie in West Philly.
Yes.
How are you, dear? You good?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I sent you guys a text last night when you were talking about being old. I said, don't worry about being old, because if you remember, when Ben didn't know who Janis Joplin was, I called in to say I had seen her in Golden Gate Park in the 60s. That's old.
That's crazy. Allie, don't be a stranger. We got to run. Ben,
yes.
Our old producer, Ben Livingston, thought Janis Joplin was Jenna Jameson, yes. The adult star.
Yeah, leave it to him. Yeah.
Do you think he actually meant it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he definitely meant it.
Without a doubt.
And
yeah, without a doubt. Cause
I don't want to say anything else.
She's got to be in her 50s. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was one of our favorite drops for a while.
What? What was playing in the background of that anyway? Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business and 40 years of making great memories. Online, mark-jewelers.com. And download Park It for the easiest parking in Center City. Use Park It Express for 20% off your first 5 uses when you sign up. The perfect parking option for flexible work hours, hotels, and dining. Download Park It now for the best prices at the most convenient parking garages in Center City. Well, there you go, Ike. What, did I have to watch the Phillies tonight? I was so nice not to have to watch baseball with the NFL being back. I was so happy not to have to watch this damn team.
Well, we're back to the Phillies.
Yeah, we're back tonight, Jack.
2.5 out.
How you feeling about the Phillies, Jack, tonight?
Not well. But the Cubs stink.
We're sweeping the Cubs.
We're sweeping the Cubs?
Is that what they're going to do? They're going to get us back in?
No, of course. And then they're going to be coming down to that Braves series. It'll be a game out.
Yes.
I do hope that they take the lead over the Braves and then they blow it in Miami. That's my hope.
I bet they were winning this division, and they're winning this division.
All right. That would be awesome. That would be great. Yes, please. Go Phillies. Coming up next, Joe Giglio leads you off into Phils and Cubs. We're back tomorrow with a big show. Talk to you then. See you.